There we go. We're good.
Hello.
Okay. All right. All the little kitties, you want to come down and sit with us? I'm not sure if this is all of them. I can't see. We're going to come and join you. My name is Jasmine and...
I'm Hannah.
We're Jasmine and Hannah. and we're going to tell you about a story in the Bible where Jesus walks on water. Who... Have any one of you actually ever tried walking on water? You've tried? Did it work? No? Oh. Actually, do we want to get all of your names first? Do you want to give us all your names? Tim and Bowie? Oh, Artie and Bowie. Nice to meet you.
Olivia.
Peter. Leo. Ah, nice to meet you all. Lovely names. All right. So, we are going to be reading it from the Bible. It's in Matthew. I'm going to read it to you with as much enthusiasm as I can. Okay. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And then they got into the boat, and the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So, we have Jesus has just had a really long day of work. He's like really tired and he's had like crowds of people following everywhere. So he goes, "All right, everyone go home. Disciples, you can go have a nice day on the boat. Just like go out and see, go have some fun. I'm going to go and pray by myself." And that's what he does. So the disciples go out on a boat and Jesus is there in the mountains praying and he's just having a nice time by himself. And then he sees that the disciples are out all the way in the sea and he's finished praying. It's like super late at night. And he sees that like they're so far away and the storm has come. And he's like, "Oh my goodness, I'm going to go and see them." And they're out in this storm. Does anyone like storms? No? Are you scared of storms? I'm scared of storms. I don't like all the wind and all like thunder, lightning. Oh, don't like it. That's not for me. And that's what was happening to these disciples. And they're on a boat. They're not even on hard ground. So Jesus is like, "All right, well, I'm going to go out to them." So then, and there's like no footpath. He can't just walk on a footpath. And he can't take a plane because there was no planes back then. And he couldn't swim because there was just waves crashing everywhere, not helpful. So he walks on the water, which we've all established you can't do, right? So when the disciples see him walking on the water, they were scared and they're like, "Oh my goodness, why is he walking on water? This doesn't happen, does it?" So that's when they get really scared. But then Jesus says, "Don't be afraid." And then they're not afraid anymore.
And then there are a few disciples on the boat, one named Peter. And Peter said to the Lord, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus told him, "Come." So when Peter stepped out of the boat onto the crashing waves, like how scary would that be? He also started to walk on the water. And as he was walking on the water, he was focused completely on Jesus. But as he got closer to Jesus and more into the waves, it got scarier. And he started noticing the wind and the waves and the lightning. And it just... yeah, it was really scary. And he decided to stop looking at Jesus. And that's when he lost faith and he started falling into the water, which is really scary, especially out in the middle of the ocean. Like he's just going to sink. And then he cried out to Jesus, "Lord, save me." So Jesus immediately reached out his hand and grabbed him and saved him and pulled him out of the boat, out of the water. And he said, "Why, Peter, did you have so little faith in me?" And then when they returned to the boat, Jesus stopped the wind, stopped the storm from happening, and everybody got less scared. And as they got into the boat, all the other disciples said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And so basically this means when we don't look at Jesus and trust him, when life gets really hard and scary, we can't handle it very well. What are you guys afraid of? I'm personally a bit afraid of the dark. It's a bit scary outside. It's too dark. I need a light to see. Do you have a... Yeah, it's a little intense. Do you have a fear? Yeah, it's scary. I like to see. Jesus is our light.
I'm scared of pool cleaners.
They're the robot ones crawling around the bottom of the pool. Don't swim with pool cleaners. So when things get really scary, like in the dark, we need to look to Jesus because he's our light and he can guide us and he'll protect us from the dark and protect us all through the scary times. And even in the daylight when things get hard and things get really scary and people can be mean and stuff, we just need to look to Jesus and he will be our light and protect us no matter what. Yes. The end. We do have a colouring sheet for you guys if you want to. It is of Jesus walking on the water to the boat. So if you want to colour it in, go ahead.
Remember how scary that would be.
Yeah. Mm. Don't try walking on water.
Might not work out very well.